Hello, I'm Kara Lamar. Welcome to the STLA Compass, brought to you by the Society of Tribologists and Lubrication Engineers. The STLA Compass is your convenient and reliable resource for the latest developments in the tribology community. Today we're talking to a participant of the student poster competition at the 2011 International Joint Tribology Conference, or the IJTC. We'll get an overview of the conference, his experience, and some tips about presenting at the IJTC or any meeting. Antonis was one of the three students to receive an award for his work at the IJTC. Our interviewee, Antonis Vikas, earned his doctorate from the Department of Mechanical Science and Engineering at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign in December 2011, working on nanoscale interface mechanics with application to magnetic storage under Professor Andreas Policarpo. His research is funded through a Young Researchers of Cyprus grant, FP7 of the European Commission, administered between the University of Illinois and the University of Cyprus. Through this grant, he currently holds the position of researcher at the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering of the University of Cyprus. More information can be found at his personal webpage at http://vikis.atspace.eu, or you can reach him on email at avikis@ucy.ac.cy. So Antonis, welcome to the STLA Compass.
Thank you. It's my pleasure being here.
And we're glad to have you. So first I want to ask you, how did you find out about the IJTC?
Well, my advisor, Andreas Policarpo, the U of I, has consistently advised all of us to attend the IJTC meetings. And he has connections to the tribology community and STLE. So I've been attending the IJTC since 2009. This was my third year attending at his advice.
Okay. And how did you decide on the topic that you presented in 2011?
Well, it basically forms the last part of the last chapter of my PhD dissertation. So it came naturally out of my research progress, and it's a continuation also from what I presented 2009 and 2010 at the AGTC.
Okay. So it just developed over time.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So since this wasn't your first time attending, what made you come back those other 2 years?
Well, it's like I said, the tribology community is pretty small and consistent. So you get to know the people who work, especially in my field where my application is magnetic storage. So it's usually the same people who are working on the same research. And you know, you're not just going to be a number. You know, presenting out there. So it's a very interactive experience and very helpful. So
sure.
It's a pleasure to participate.
Yeah, there's some support in the form of you have colleagues who do the same work, and you also get a chance to meet other people who might do something different but somewhat similar, or something that might tie into what you're doing. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, sure.
So what else did you enjoy besides, you know, maybe the networking or the ability to give your presentation?
Well, the locations weren't bad either.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Los Angeles and San Francisco. And even we went to Memphis the first time. Actually, we took a road trip with my advisor. We took a minivan, and all of us drove. So it was a road trip as well. But other than, you know, the location and the specific presentations, you'll always get the chance to look into research that's different from yours, and possible directions you might want to go into. So it's still within the tribology community, but you know, you get a lot of opportunities to branch out, if you will.
Sure. So what recommendations would you give to those looking to participate in the student poster competition or even just attending the IJTC?
Well, even if it's just a poster they can't present, they should do that as well. It doesn't need to be full paper if they cannot do it, but most of all, I guess if I were to speak to people who haven't presented at a conference before, I would say, you know, don't be afraid. It's nothing intimidating. So people go there to learn about your research and are well-meaning in their questions and want to guide you in the right way. And if you have results, you also get some really good feedback that you can apply. So it's a very useful experience. So don't hesitate.
Well, that's always good advice. And plus, a good thing about it is, A, you get to talk about something that you love to talk about, something that you're researching and you're working on, so you get to talk about your work. And like you said, you get good feedback. You get a chance to, you know, branch out and try. I know a lot of people are scared of public speaking typically, but, you know, it's a good opportunity to try it out and see how it goes.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. Sometimes it might work that, you know, you're stressed out until you actually get in front of the audience and start talking. So maybe the only way to get rid of this phobia is just to actually go through with it. Mm-hmm. And in any case, most of us, if we are in academia, we need to do a lot of public speaking anyway. Yeah. So this is a very welcoming environment to begin in.
Sure. Okay, so since you participated in 2011, I understand that you've graduated from U of I, so that's a great thing.
Yep.
So what are your next steps, or what's happened since you participated in the student poster competition?
Well, I'm currently at the University of Cyprus as a researcher. I'm still continuing the same research I've been doing for my dissertation, because I'm funded from the European Commission, and it's just a continuation of you know, what I've done so far. And basically I filed a lot of applications primarily in Europe for academic positions, so we're waiting to hear back on those and how it goes.
Certainly, and you know, let us know how it goes. We're certainly interested. So would you be attending then in 2012 as well to the IGTC?
I don't have concrete plans on what to present, but I know I'll be coming back.
Well, sure. It's a little early for that, but we do look forward to seeing, you know, what else you've come up with on your, you know, research line and continuing that forward. So,
well, sure, it'll be my pleasure to be there.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and for giving us a little bit of, you know, an insight of the student perspective into the IGTC.
No problem. Thank you.
Well, Antonis, thank you so much for joining us today and for your insight on the IGTC. I'm Kara Lamar. For more news, information, and research about the IJTC or annual meeting, please visit our website. You'll be able to view the student poster abstract for Antonis' presentation, Dynamic Adhesive Contact with Molecularly Thin Lubricant at the Head Disk Interface of Hard Disk Drives, in the March issue of TLT. You'll also be able to view a recording of his paper that was given at the IJTC on the website as well, under the awards section of the IJTC. Thanks for joining us today. This has been another episode of the STLE Compass, pointing you in the right direction.